Bienvenue au train des jeux. Nous sommes ici à jouer au basketball. Il va vous conduire à la victoire. Car bonne la lente grande effort. Et l'esprit du bel an qui vit en tous les mans. Et l'esprit qui ne meurt jamais. Parce que basketball, oui, basketball a arrivé.
Jouer.
Welcome to BizCast Ball, the Basketball BizCast. My name is Corbin Smith. How's everybody doing today? You know? You on the bus, you on the train, you're in the plane, you are in Spain. Wherever you are listening to BizCast Ball. And this week, I have from the Over and Back podcast, Jason Mann. Jason.
Hello.
And Rich Craich. Rich.
What's going on?
Oh, just hanging out, recording a podcast, having a good time. Today.
Oh, nice. Cool.
In celebration of the past of the NBA, me and Jason and Rich are going to play a game. Would you like to play a game? Basically, I'm going to stick them in a room and make them saw their own legs off to get off out. It's sick, it's sadistic, but America loves it. No, not really. It's an NBA trivia game. So, I love collecting board games. It's not something I talk about here. I like a Euro game. I like a trivia game. I like whatever. And one day I was at the Goodwill in Olympia, Washington, I believe. And they had a big NBA trivia game from 1994. And what this trivia game has is an incomprehensible board. I have absolutely no idea how the game is actually played. And a giant box of NBA trivia questions from 1994. So today I have brought to... experts, amateur experts, I don't know what you guys want to call yourselves with regards to NBA history. What would you say?
Just people with time, I think, is probably the best way that I would describe myself. Someone who has a lot of time to look at stuff. That's it.
Maybe NBA history enthusiasts would
enthusiasts.
Here we go.
Ooh, all right, I like that word.
I guess if you want to put that way.
I didn't want to use that word because I felt like that was condescending. I couldn't say that, but I'm glad that you guys said it.
Please put me at least me down as much as you want. It's fine.
Oh, Rich.
No, I welcome
fine.
It.
You're a good guy. Don't tell.
Oh, but you
to
keep
yourself.
Expectations low, and then you know,
don't do that
then you
to yourself, them Rich. Later.
So it's better.
So what we have here is a bunch of questions, and we're gonna go. We're going to go back and forth, and at a certain point in time, I think it's prescribed more or less. I don't know. I'll figure it out. There's going to be a winner, but they have to answer the questions as they stood in 1994, which is to say they need to put themselves in a 1994 mindset to answer these questions. And if they take it even a little bit after that, it's going to get ugly for both of them. All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yes.
Oh, we need to figure out who's going to go first.
Let Rich go first.
Oh, what? Okay.
Why should we let Rich go first?
I see.
Why should we let Rich go first?
Being a gentleman.
Oh, well, you know what, Jason? Because you were a gentleman, you get to go first.
Yeah, there it is. Gotta learn you.
Congratulations.
All right, fair enough.
You earned that.
I'm willing to go first.
I mean, it's hard for you because you're such a gentleman. No, but it's fine. Don't worry. We're here to win.
All right. I want to win.
Jason Mann.
Yes, sir.
What is the most points Larry Bird has scored in a single game? Okay. I finally figured it out. If you answer before I read the multiple choice, you get 2 points. If you answer after I read the multiple choice, you get 1 point. Got it?
Sure.
Okay. So we're ready?
Yes.
What is the most points Larry Bird has scored in a single game in 1994? Is it 51, 60, 68, or 74?
60.
That is right! Congratulations, nice. Jason! That's right, 68. Only Wilt Chamberlain has scored 68 points. I happen to know that because I looked up the points leaders to find out if somebody ever scored 69 points. And as it happens, Will Chamberlain scored both 70 points and 68 points.
Oh, Wilt of all people. Wilt of all people would try to get that.
Oh, Oh, my God. I am the worst game show host ever. Oh, there it is. All right, so that'll be 1 point for Jason Mann. Congratulations, Rich.
All right.
This question's for you. How many seasons of play did it take Milwaukee to win their first NBA title?
Ooh, okay.
Is it 3, 6, 9, or 12? Divisible's a 3 on this one, Rich.
Is it 3?
It is 3.
Nice, okay.
Congratulations to Rich Krejci. Their first title, of course, won in 1971. Oscar Robertson, Lou Alcindor. To the best of my knowledge, the only title they ever won.
That is correct.
Jason, your turn.
Okay.
Who was the 1986-87 NBA Sixth Man of the Year Award winner? Was it Detlef Schrempf, Dale Ellis, Mike Gaminsky? Is that Gaminsky on that? Is that just Minsky? I don't know. Or Ricky Pierce?
I think it was Dale Ellis.
I'm sorry.
Ah.
Rich, do you have a steal?
Ricky Pierce.
It was Ricky Pierce.
Ayo.
That was going to be that was the only other option I considered, but
I don't even know who Ricky Pierce is. Who is Ricky Pierce?
He played for the Bucks.
There you go. See, I'm getting all these Bucks. I like this. This is good.
What's what we got, a scoring guard, that kind of guy?
I believe so. Yeah. I don't remember him real well. I like it. He might have been on the Sonics later.
He was
in the 90s. Yeah.
Kind of like a swingman, shooting guard, small forward, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gunner. These guys are always gunners.
I think he actually was a little more well-rounded than that. I don't remember him that well, to be honest. I remember.
Yeah, I don't either. I thought he was a good defender, if I remember correctly. But
yeah,
just like a lengthy, you know, swingman guy at that point.
Yeah,
the Andre Iguodala of the 1986-87.
Yeah, I think so. And that, from my limited knowledge, I think that's what it is. But yeah, I don't recall much of him, unfortunately. Yeah.
All right, Rich got the steal on that one.
10 points, right?
And he gets the next question. No, it's just 1 point. I decided. Who won the 1985 Gatorade Slam Dunk Contest? Rich. All right, I'm going to read them off. Ready?
Blinking.
Moses Malone, Dale Ellis, Dominique Wilkins, or Michael Jordan?
Oh, that was Dominique.
It was Dominique.
Okay. I could have gotten that on my own. Got flushed in my own head.
I thought that one was kind of easy.
I got flushed in my own head. You gave me the chance too, and you let me, and I just I should have gotten that one.
I changed Michael Cooper to Michael Jordan, actually.
Because that would have made it way too easy.
Yeah, just because of course it was Dominique.
I like the idea of Dale Ellis winning a slam dunk contest. That would have been pretty sweet.
Man, a lot of Dale Ellis talk
basket
tonight,
like
guys.
Turn around, like two-handed jump, like yeah, there you go. Like,
I think the idea that this card is trying to get you to think that Moses Malone won a dunk contest is
in 1985 especially.
Yeah, or even like, oh my god, Moses is gonna do his trademark show dunk where he throws the ball at the rim and then catches it and then dunks it. All right, Jason.
Yes.
Who holds the Atlanta/St. Louis Hawks record for the most rebounds with 1,540?
Bob Pettit.
It is Bob Pettit. Congratulations,
Jason.
That was 2 points. I knew you were. You know what, Jason? I read that one and I was like, that one. Jason's going to get that one. Bob Pettit, one of the great forgotten NBA players.
Indeed.
Probably.
We do our part. We do our part to get him.
Probably for the best, I think.
Yeah. He's definitely also on the all-time great bald team.
Ball hog team?
Bald, as in bald players who are
balding.
Oh,
okay, bald.
Yeah.
I said ball hog.
Yeah, no, bald. It sounds similar when I say it.
Who is the NBA player we've forgotten who you think most deserved it?
Who most deserved to be forgotten? Or
yes,
most
who most deserved to be forgotten.
Oh. That is a difficult
it is a difficult
I'm pondering question. I'm pondering right now,
yeah,
because we can't remember him.
Yeah,
I'll bet you it's like, it's too bad we remember Leitner, because it really should be Leitner.
I don't think Leitner was good enough to be considered that, like, I
yeah, because like, that's, I'm starting to go through my head of like good players that were kind of like jerks or whatever, or so they did something and then you forgot, like, yeah, I don't know about like,
oh,
dudes,
how about Laimbeer?
Is Laimbeer forgotten though?
People kind of underrate how good he really was,
and he was pretty good.
Into that a little bit.
There's like a conspiracy theory I think, thought to certain advanced stat type people who say that Laimbeer was the best Pistons player during that run. Right?
Yeah. He actually does. He had more win shares than Isaiah did at the time, yeah. You know, for what that's worth. But I don't know. I guess Isaiah could be one. But I mean, everyone, like, now everyone thinks about how, you know, the sexual harassment and just the bad job he did with the Knicks and all the other stuff. They don't, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he's appreciated as a player. That's a difficult question.
I always think about Isaiah as the dude in Hoop Dreams for some reason.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. Who's up, Rich?
That is me.
All right, about to toss.
Is it about Hoop Dreams? Because I can get those for sure.
About to toss a big fat fucking slow ball right over the plate for you.
Ooh.
Who was the first pick in the 1982 NBA draft?
82. Uh-oh. You got to name him. I don't know. I'm blanking.
All right. Lafayette Lever. Fat Lever. Terry Cummings, Dominique Wilkins, or James Worthy?
Oh, God. Was it Dominique again?
Are you?
No, Jason? I guess I don't.
Jason?
No.
It was James Worthy.
Yes. God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Rich, that was, yeah. That was
Dominique was third, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They should have taken Dominique.
Well, actually, honestly, probably Worthy would have fit better with what they wanted to do than Dominique did, even though Dominique was a better player. So.
Yeah, Dominique could run, though. I think he could have worked with Magic Johnson.
Yeah, I don't know. He would have needed a lot of touches with the ball. I don't think Worthy needed those. So, I don't know. It's an interesting debate.
Do you
it's
guys
a good
think,
thought exercise.
I want to talk about this for 20 seconds.
Sure.
So just talk about it for 20 seconds. Do you think James Worthy should be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, I think he's good enough to qualify for, like, the Hall of Fame that currently exists. If you were creating, like, a mythical Hall of Fame and were setting standards that might be above, then I think maybe he's questionable. But I think probably yes.
I agree. In the current context of the Basketball Hall of Fame as it is, absolutely.
There are some weird dudes in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he's worthy of distinction in the current.
Silk. System, Silk is the one that always drives me nuts. Like, why is that dude in the Hall of Fame? Because he was a good college. Anyway, I mean, you know,
yep,
college
you
player, blah, blah. We,
yeah.
Or if you coach high school basketball in Iowa for like 72 years, you get in there too. So it's
all right. Oh, yeah.
Weird Hall of Fame.
College coaches. Ugh. Can you, like, John Calipari, I mean, okay.
Getting your dander up.
Yeah.
Jason, it's your turn. Congratulations. What man has served as a player, head coach, chief scout, and assistant coach in over 30 years with the Knicks? Tim Walsh, Dick McGuire, Walt Frazier, or Ernie Grunfeld?
Dick McGuire.
It is Dick McGuire.
Oh, I was going to go Ernie Grunfeld. That's good.
God damn, Jason. I definitely would have gone Grunfeld on that one.
I considered it, but.
Rich.
Yep.
Your turn. And remember, this is from 1994.
Okay.
Who is the all-time winningest coach?
Ooh.
Oh. Name the names. I think.
Is
I think
it Gene Shue? Dick Motta, Jack Ramsey, or Red Auerbach?
Crap. Was it Dick Motta at this point?
I'm sorry, it was not. Jason, do you have a guess?
Damn it. Can you reread them? Or is that allowed? Or?
I almost feel like that's unfair.
I do.
Okay. let's see. So it was Gene Shue, Red Auerbach. I'm forgetting. I think it's Red Auerbach.
It is Red Auerbach.
Ah, damn it. Okay. All right.
Rich.
Why did I think Dick Motta? I don't know. I thought Dick Motta.
I don't know. Dick Motta?
He coached for a long time.
I feel like he just hung around forever. Like,
yeah. I think he has the most losses, if I'm not mistaken.
Let's see, that counts.
Is it?
Yeah, because Auerbach, I feel like, you know, he obviously, you know, won a lot, but I felt like Dick Motta felt like he just hung around forever. Like, he was just.
Yeah. Yeah, Red Auerbach wasn't a coach very long, all things considered.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Auerbach coached before Boston, too. You can't forget that. I mean, he coached, you know, for Tri-Cities, and he coached for, before then, somewhere, Washington. He did have a few years before Boston. So he probably coached, like, 16, 17 years.
It's Rich's turn, correct? Or is it Jason's turn?
I believe it's my turn.
Oh, yeah.
That's Jason's
turn. Oh, yeah, Jason just stole. Ooh, Rich, man, let's catch up.
I know.
I might need to start taking some heaves here. All right. Who led the NBA in dunks in 1987-1988 with 188? Weird.
Dominique Wilkins.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That is not the case.
Ooh.
Rich, you can steal, and I will give you 2 points if you steal without me reading off the options.
Michael Jordan.
No.
Oh. Fuck, I should have just let the options go. Why did I do that?
Yeah. A bad play. I maybe don't know if you would have gotten it anyway. It was, in fact, Charles Barkley.
Oh.
I probably would not have picked Barkley. Well, who are the other names?
Wilkins. And Xavier McDaniel.
Okay, there was no way I would choose.
Oh, yeah. I might have guessed McDaniel.
That would have been my say. Yeah, so. Yeah.
McDaniel is one of those questions in a trivia question where you're like, it's got to be him, right?
Yeah. Because why would they include Xavier McDaniel? Yeah. Like, there's no other reason.
Rich Krejci.
Yep.
Who was the first San Antonio Spur to play in an NBA All-Star game? Was it William Averett, James Silas, Sven Nader, or George Gervin?
George Gervin.
It was, in fact, George Gervin.
Okay. Sven Nader was close, but he was my second choice. But
who is? Do you guys know who William Averett is?
I don't know that I do.
It sounds familiar, but I don't.
Okay.
I know Silas is, but you know he was on round for most time. Gervin was round two. He's a pretty good point guard.
This is a very interesting question because it is definitely wrong now. Let's go. It's Jason's turn. Oh,
yep.
Boy, I'm bad at this. I'm bad at like remembering things. Besides Chuck Daly, who is the only other Pistons coach with a winning record? Is it Bob Leonard, Dick McGuire, Buddy Jeanette, or Ray Scott?
I'm going to guess Dick McGuire.
It is not Dick McGuire. Oh. Rich, do you have an answer?
Oh, boy. I don't think I was paying attention to the names well enough.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Flip Saunders. I don't know.
If you want to give him reread for him again, just give him a chance. I think that's fine.
No.
Rich knows the rules. That's very kind of you, Jason. Once again, very gentlemanly.
I pass. I'm gonna have to pass.
It is Ray Scott. I don't know who Ray Scott is.
I don't know either. Yeah.
I don't know either. So.
And it's definitely not still the case, right?
Oh no, yeah. Rick Carlisle's there. I'm sure.
Probably still Chuck Daly, yeah.
Larry Brown.
I guess winning percentage or wins, that would be the question.
Saunders probably. Did Saunders stay when they got bad?
Oh, yeah, winning record. Yeah, all those guys would have winning records.
Yes. Yeah. Flip Saunders probably,
not
too.
Michael,
yeah, Flip Saunders definitely would. Yeah, they were very good. They made the conference finals all 4 years he was there, I think. So.
Did you guys read Lowe's column today?
I did.
I thought it was very good. I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah,
he is a good writer. Yes.
Yes.
But it's basically saying that the Flip Saunders' idea to have Timberwolves, to have like all these old dudes on the Timberwolves seems very counterintuitive, but it might actually be working a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I like the idea too. He brought up the one thing that I thought was kind of interesting is you have those other like fringe guys like Shabazz Muhammad and those guys, and it's like, you know, at some point do you sort to say, hey, let's just pack guys together and do something. Like, I don't know. It's an interesting question because you have like your three really good, you know, young guys now. And it's an interesting question where they're at now. And maybe they kind of jumped, leaped where they were going to go. Maybe an interesting thought.
Yeah. Go
ahead.
I feel like you have to have the right veterans for that to work. Because
true.
The 2004-05 Hawks had like Kenny Anderson. And they had Kevin Willis, and they had like John Barry, and they had like a not great mix of veterans, like guys who, you know, who either weren't good or hadn't been good for a long time or never really been good, and it was not that was not a good chemistry situation. I feel like you could definitely come to a point where like the veterans want their time and want, you know, they don't want these kids to have to deal with. I mean, obviously LA's the Lakers are kind of dealing with that. And which I think is one strength of like Philly's approach that no one really ever talks about is like the fact that they don't have to like deal with like the egos of guys who like, you know, think they deserve playing time, or these veterans who, you know, have that sort of entitled mentality doesn't create that tension with them that would happen on other teams.
But they also genuinely have nobody to be a model of professionalism for 20-year-old kids.
Well, they had Jason Richardson. They had Mbamute. I mean, they have had randomly guys.
But I mean, but they traded Mbamute like the second they got a chance, though.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I would just, you know, the other part of that. I mean, I think I've been thinking a lot about like the different situations of like how to develop somebody and like what's the, you know, like, what's a strong way to do that? What's not a good way to do that? And looking kind of at, thinking of like the Lakers and the Timberwolves and, you know, just all the teams that are kind of dealing with that now and how they all have like their different way of doing it. And I, you know, and how it's worked well in the past. And I don't think there's one way, obviously, but it's just the different approaches that we're seeing even right now and have seen in history are pretty interesting. That might be a good idea for the future.
And Garnett has always been a player with a reputation as a leader, as like a leader dude. Mentor.
But I don't know. I could see a situation with him turning sour too. I mean, it just, that personality is, I don't know, combustible is the right word, but I do think it's a very strong personality. Like if he were playing, you know, with the wrong guys, that might not work well.
I'm going to go on. Okay. All right. I'm going to go on. Cause I could probably talk about this for the next three and a half years.
It's going to be our full show. We'll bring you on when we do that show. So
yeah. Okay. Though was Kevin Garnett a nice guy show?
Yeah. I would like to do that one actually.
Rich.
I do remember. Jason got the it would be me because Jason got the Pistons question, so it is me.
Yes. Who did Wes Unseld replace as coach of the Washington Bullets in 1987-1988? Was it Gene Shue, Dick Motta, Kevin Lowry, or Casey Jones?
Kevin Lowry.
It was Kevin Lowry. Congratulations.
Yep. Nice. That was his exile from the Bulls when Michael Jordan said, "I don't like you. Get out of here."
And he was replaced by Doug Collins.
Yes. And then Michael Jordan said, "I don't like you. Get out of here."
You know what? I don't know if I blame him on that one.
he ended up getting a good draw, but that was the Michael Jordan, like, okay, Michael, like, you're good at scoring, but like, let's find something. But luckily it all worked out, I believe. But
you know Doug Collins wears basketball sneakers everywhere?
Still?
I've seen, I see, whenever they show him on, like, the ESPN show, like, they show, like, a full thing of, you know, him, he's wearing the sneakers. I mean, he had a lot of foot problems.
I was covering a game he was calling, and I saw him in the hall, and he was wearing sneakers. Terry Stotts also wears sneakers all the time. Not with a suit, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jason. I wear sneakers pretty much all the time too. So
yeah, I mean, right. I do, but that's because I'm a degenerate.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
I live and work out of my house. I bathe in my own filth. Yeah, it's disgusting. I'm a disgusting human being. Jason,
yes.
What was Robert Hawkins' nickname? Was it Chicken Hawk, Hee Haw, Sweet Lou, or Bubbles?
Chicken Hawk.
It is not Chicken Hawk. Rich.
Hee Hawk. Or what was it? Hee Haw?
No, it is not Hee Haw.
Damn it.
It is Bubbles.
Oh, Bubbles. Really? Well,
there you go.
It is not Sweet Lou.
I knew that one was wrong.
I don't know much about, look, I don't know much about Robert Hawkins.
Do you guys, Sweet Lou would be a tough name.
What do you got? Do you guys know anything about Robert Hawkins?
No.
I thought it was Hersey Hawkins at first.
Nope. Nope. I don't know much about Robert Hawkins, but I'm pretty sure his nickname's not Sweet Lou.
Bubbles. I wonder what came up with that. I wonder. There's got to be a story there, but
probably
for another day.
Rich. It's Rich's turn.
Yep.
Ha. Who was waived twice in the NBA, played in the CBA in 89-90, and then became a regular for the Indiana Pacers in 90-91? Do you have any idea, Rich?
No, not off the top of my head. I think I have an idea, but I'll hear the names.
Okay. Was it Kenny Williams, Greg Draling, Michael Williams, or George McLeod?
George McLeod?
I'm sorry, Jason.
Oh.
Kenny Williams.
It was not Kenny Williams. It was, in fact, Michael Williams.
Ah.
Congratulations to Michael Williams for breaking on through that ceiling into NBA stardom.
I don't know if I know who Michael Williams is. Did he only play
NBA stardom, Rich? NBA stardom.
I just got paid, so that works.
Richie.
I assume.
Oh, Jason, it's your turn?
Yes.
Jason, who was the Magic's first president and general manager?
Pat Williams.
It was Pat Williams.
Nice.
God damn, that was slick. All right, Rich, your turn.
Yep.
Congratulations, because your question is, who coached Portland to the 1997 World Championship title?
Oh boy, what? 1997?
1977.
Oh, I thought you
know, the year they won the title.
Did you say 1997, Jason? I swore he did.
He did say 1997.
I totally said 1977. I was like, everybody listening will know I was right.
That's fine. That was the Dr. Jack Ramsey.
Yes, it was Dr. Jack Ramsey. I believe he was a doctor at the time.
PhD.
He was.
I believe. I don't think he got like a bullshit.
No, yeah, he was a legit doctor, right?
Yeah, I think like physical education.
Well, I mean, education doctor, right.
Yeah.
That counts. That's legit.
It's still, yeah, it's legitimate.
Jason, it's your turn. Why did Rick Barry return to the NBA from the ABA in 1972? Was it?
Because he was he didn't want to play in Virginia.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Okay. I mean, that is correct, yeah. But
it is.
I mean, it is, but there probably are. Yeah, I'm sure the reason that is on the card is true as well. But
okay,
I will let the multiple choice run through.
Okay,
answer.
The leagues merged. He was traded. Money or a court order?
I wish it was a court order, but I believe he was traded. Oh wait, no. That. Never mind.
Too late. Too late. This is like chess. You can't take your hand off the thing. Fine. He was not traded. It was a court order. I've never heard about this.
Yeah, I mean, it was part of the lawsuit. I mean, he wanted to get out of his. I think the court order was sort of eventually because he didn't want to play in Virginia, and then eventually he kind of just accepted like. He didn't really have like a choice of where he could go other than go back to Golden State because they had his NBA rights. So.
Pardon me. Okay. Great. It is your turn.
Okay.
Surprising. Pretty even, guys. Keeping it tight. It's been a good game.
It has been a good game.
What is the name of the Milwaukee Bucks mascot?
Bingo or Bongo. Bingo.
It is Bango.
Yeah. I was hoping that they didn't change it and it was something like, because I know it currently is that.
But. It is currently Bango the Buck, and it has always been Bango the Buck, and it will always be Bango the Buck into eternity.
Except that Yuri tore his ACL, then it wasn't him.
Yeah, that was weird. Well, he was still.
Yeah. I mean,
in spirit. Did they actually replace him or did they just.
No, that same guy still does it. They did a TV show about him.
Okay.
It's called Under the Hood. It's on Hulu.
Huh.
It's about a lot of different mascots and he is one of them because he's a lunatic person. Like who does dumb stuff and hurts himself. He's great. Jason Mann, who holds the ABA career record for most points scored? Is it Charles Beasley, Sven Nader, Rick Barry, or Louis Dampier?
Louis Dampier.
It is Louis Dampier.
Nice.
Good shot. Rick Barry. Can you imagine? That'd be ridiculous. Rich.
Yep.
Who was the ABA Rookie of the Year in 1974? Was it Mike Green, Sven Nader, Larry Kennan, or Dwight Lamar?
Let's go with Sven Nader.
You know what? You should go with Sven Nader because it's correct. Congratulations. Nice.
He's been in a lot of these questions.
I think that was kind of.
Is this his game? Like,
I think that was kind of an ABA card that I just went through. There's a lot of ABA questions on that one.
That's good.
God bless the ABA. God bless all leagues around the world.
The Champions League.
I can't wait.
I hope they play a game. I hope it's not like a miserable failure.
I hope they play a bunch of games and it's also a miserable failure.
That'd be true too. Yeah, like a 1 year, like XFL style.
Well, yeah, and there's like a fun book about it.
Or at least a long form on the internet.
Or good Jonathan Abrams.
Yeah, some good clicks, you know. Something Grantland might have done in the past.
Yeah, rest in peace to Gruntland. Jason, which one of the following was not a Pistons first round choice? Sorry, you got a which of the following question, which makes it hard to guess off the top of your head.
Not impossible, though. Not impossible.
Not totally impossible, but pretty hard. The choices are Kenny Battle, Dennis Rodman, Kelly Trepica, and Larry Drew.
So it was not a first round choice?
Was not a first round choice.
Okay, Dennis Rodman.
Yes, of course. The worm was like the 38th pick or something. Shout out to Dennis
Actually,
Rodman.
No, he was further than that. He was like in the sixth round or something.
Oh, I forgot they used to have a whole bunch of rounds. I kind of wish they still had a whole bunch of rounds.
Oh, I wish too, yeah. Hopefully once they get D-League teams for every single team, they will kind of stretch it out because it's kind of fun.
Here's the thing. Everybody always has a lot of interesting ideas about how they would change the NBA. But if I could do one thing, I would probably make the draft 12 rounds and make team rosters have 24 players. Just because I think that would be crazy and dumb. That's all. That's the only reason why. But then every team could have a bench team like they do in soccer. That'd be a lot.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be the JV team out there or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe more of a family atmosphere at the games. That's a good idea. NBA, hit me up.
Where would they sit? Would there be enough room on the board where they have to sit in the third row or something like that, or in the tunnel?
That's a good question. I think you just make another row. You know what you could do? Okay. You could narrow the court.
Perfect for today's growing up.
Yeah, yeah. Just make the court smaller. Make a
smaller
less
court.
Space.
That's exactly what Anthony Davis.
By the way, I'm Rudy Gobert's agent. So I'm
yes,
really
I was gonna say, yeah, why? Oh, the court is only the yeah.
So I'm really interested in shortening the amount of space on an NBA court. Because I want Rudy Gobert to be the most dominant player in NBA history. Shit, who's Jason? That was Jason's turn, so it's Rich's turn. Oh man, guys, I'm not good at this. Rich.
Yep.
Who was the NBA East All-Star team's winning coach, in 1980, 1981, and 1983. I'm going to say that again because I said it funny.
Okay, yeah.
Who was the NBA East All-Star team's winning coach in 1980, 1981, and 1983? Was it Pat Riley, Casey Jones, Lenny Wilkins, or Billy Cunningham?
Casey Jones?
I'm sorry, that is not the case. Jason, do you have a guess?
Billy Cunningham.
It is Billy Cunningham.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
Have you watched one of those All-Star games? Who did Billy Cunningham coach at the time?
76ers.
Yeah. Duh.
Oh, yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, he after he was a player for them, he became the coach a couple years later.
Oh, boy. This is a very strange question. Jason, who has made the most career NBA All-Star game free throws?
Jesus.
In 1994. That's very important. In 1994. Was it Jerry West, Julius Erving, Kareem, or Elgin Baylor?
I will go with Jerry West.
I'm sorry, that is not the case. Rich, do you have a guess?
Elgin Baylor.
It is Elgin Baylor.
It was going to be one of those two, I thought.
Were they in a lot of All-Star games?
I could just see them driving in and getting fouled a numerous times a game and just making it a really really unfun game and yeah.
Yeah. No, Jerry West is the worst. Was that Kobe might have passed them, maybe.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's a lot of guys now that have been in so many Kobe pretty much. Yeah, I wonder, yeah, maybe.
I'm going to look it up. They kind of stopped fouling in those things at some point, though.
That's true. Yeah, maybe there's less
Have you guys ever seen the 1978 NBA All-Star game?
I've seen clips, but not the whole thing.
I have not.
I watched the whole thing once, and at the very end, they make a big deal about their computer vote tabulation system, and it's very funny. They have a little computer with a green screen on it, and they talk about how it is state-of-the-art vote counting technology. Big fan of that. Who's up, Rich? No, who was that? Oh my god.
I think it is me, is it?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah.
We're gonna definitely screw this up one time and someone's gonna get doubled, but that's fine.
Oh yeah. It might have
by the
happened.
Way, it's still Elgin Baylor who has the most free throws.
Nice,
made.
Go him.
Oh, very interesting. Congratulations to Elgin Baylor. The streak. Whom did Sport Magazine name as the 1980s Athlete of the Decade? Was it Julius Erving, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
We'll go with Magic.
It was Magic Johnson.
Okay.
Congratulations.
I don't want to say that right off the bat because you never know about Larry. You know, I don't know how racist they are, and they, you know, I'm
Jason.
Wrong take.
That was. Oh my god, Jason. Who hit the winning shot with less than 1 second on the clock as Detroit beat Portland in the final game of the 1990 NBA Finals? Was it Bill Laimbeer, Vinnie Johnson, Joe Dumars, or Isaiah Thomas?
I believe it was Vinnie Johnson.
It was Vinnie Johnson.
Nice.
Rich Craich.
Yep.
In which division is Sacramento? Is it Atlantic, Central, Midwest, or Pacific?
Pacific.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, hopefully they didn't like radically alter. I was like, no, the Central. You're like, what? Felt like I remembered that.
Is it the Timberwolves are in the... Oh, no, they're in the Northwest Conference. That always bugs me.
Yeah, that's
exactly. That's what I thought. There would be some weird, like, there's always like one team, especially pre-expansion, where you're just like, really? Like, why are they there?
I don't have strong opinions about, like, we need to abolish conference personally.
And I don't care either.
Other people do. But... they do need to probably realign some of those conferences because it's really dumb that Milwaukee, Chicago are both in one and Minnesota is not in the other. They should have a spirited rivalry with the three of them.
Some of the Southeast ones are messed up too. You know, Memphis and New Orleans and Atlanta being in different spots.
There's just not enough teams in the West is the only problem.
Yeah. If the Tom Zeller Regions thing is basically the perfect solution for
Can I say something? I 100% agree. It is the best thing I've ever read about conference realignment, in part because it addresses travel time, which is my primary concern whenever I'm thinking about the topic, because I just want to reduce the amount of jet emissions that come out of private jets that fly NBA teams around. That is always my primary concern when I'm thinking about readjusting the schedule.
My fiance would agree with you. She's a Sierra Club employee, so
yeah. Well, she's, you know what, she sounds like a great lady.
She is.
Shout out to her. Who was? Oh, Krejci again. Okay. Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. What Hall of Famer played at the University of Miami, led the NCAA in scoring in 1965, and was Rookie of the Year in 1966? Was it Rick Barry, Elgin Baylor, Bill Bradley, or Bob Davies?
That was Rick Barry, right?
It was Rick Barry. That is true. Yeah. Gotta say, shout out to whoever answered Bill Bradley.
Right.
Who definitely
University of Miami legend, Bill Bradley.
Yeah, University of Miami legend and United States Senator from the great state of New York, Bill Bradley. Jason,
represent the U. Yes.
Who was the 1980 to 1981 NBA most valuable player?
Julius Erving.
It was Julius Erving! Woo! Woo! I gave you an extra beat on that one because I wanted to make sure you got the 2 points. I don't like that question. I'm gonna go to a card randomly in the middle here. Really mix it up. Oh, one of these questions is a lot of fun. Okay. Which one of the following players failed to be selected to the NBA All-Star team every year of his first 5 seasons?
Interesting. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Was it Larry Bird, Hakeem Olajuwon, Isaiah Thomas, or Magic Johnson?
Isaiah Thomas.
No. Jason.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
It was not Hakeem Olajuwon. And when I tell you guys who it was, you are going to shit your fucking pants. It was Magic Johnson.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Hmm.
Really? I can't even fathom that.
So he failed to make it all 5 years or
every year of his first 5 seasons, apparently. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking that can't be the case.
Really? like Magic, like that guy, like,
yeah, no, yeah, yeah, one of the,
like, yeah, you wouldn't, I mean, want to have him, like,
he wasn't like quite as good, like, as we think of him, like, early in his career, but
still, Magic fucking job. I mean, that's a star in a star deprived league. Like, that's where you kind of just,
okay, he didn't, I think that means like all 5 years, because he made it, yeah, he made it every year except for 81, apparently, when he was injured. So that must be the question.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, it says which one of the following players failed to be selected to the NBA All-Star team. I don't know, guys. I don't know about this one.
Yeah. Oh, well,
that's
fair. No, I mean, because obviously all those guys were.
That went to Jason, and then it, no, that was Rich, and then, so it's
that was me.
Jason's yep. turn. Okay, Jason.
Yes.
In 1994, who is the owner of the LA Clippers?
Donald Sterling.
Oh, Jason. That is the case.
That hardly seems fair. What a modern, like, who they didn't know. They had no idea when this little, you know, innocent little game was created that.
Yeah.
Well, they probably had some idea.
Well, no, I mean, like 20 years ago that like it'd be such a like an easy answer. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Because most guys don't know the owner, you know, it's just kind of like.
Don't know that he's like, you know, a horrible monster man.
Or just like that people don't know like the owners of like random teams. Like some people do, like really crazy people do, but like that he would be such a popular one that'd be such an easy answer for.
I could probably name the owner of every team. I think.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Edens, Wesley Edens.
Ah, damn it. That's just because they're on my screen right now. Washington Wizards.
Oh, that guy who writes blog posts and seems kind of dorky.
Mark Cuban?
No, well, him too.
Yeah,
he owns a Ted. Cavs too. Ted Leonsis. Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, that's it.
Have you ever read his blog?
That's all the teams on my screen, so that's good enough for me.
have you ever read his blog before?
I don't think I ever have. No,
it's really funny. It's just so like, whoa! It's just so like completely vapid, and but also kind of takes itself really seriously. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, I'll have to talk about that. Me.
Yes, Rich. Who is the Nuggets all-time games play leader? I think this was probably changed. Exciting. So, was it?
Okay.
Alex English, Byron Beck, T.R. Dunn, or Ralph Simpson?
I'm going to go with Alex English.
It was, in fact, Alex English.
Okay. I was wondering if there's going to be a curveball there, but nah, that's good to know.
Ooh, I'm very fond of this one. Jason, who led the Timberwolves in rebounds during their inaugural season? Was it Brad Sellers, Tyrone Corbin, Sidney Lowe, or Donald Royale?
Sidney Lowe.
I'm sorry, that is not the case. Rich, do you have a guess?
Donald Royale.
It is not Donald Royale.
Oh.
We all wanted it to be Donald Royale.
Damn it.
It's a great name.
I thought that's why you were so excited about this question.
No, I'm excited about it because the answer is Tyrone Corbin.
Oh, nice. Wow.
How tall is Tyrone?
Was he a guard? Yeah.
Nice tall dude. What are you talking about? Nice like a big man.
I thought he, for whatever reason, I thought he was a guard,
is
I guess.
Really? He's like a tiny now. I guess he coaches like.
I mean, I wouldn't think of tiny, but I thought of him as like, you know, 6'4", 6'5".
He's 6'6". There's no
6'6". So.
This is back when they measured you in socks. Rich or Jay? You guys are keeping better track of it than I am. Who is it?
That's me now.
Okay. Oh, thank God.
Yes.
When people hear this, like, this might have ruined my game show host career.
Your budget.
Yeah, everyone has to start somewhere, you know?
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's true. Otherwise, you're doing good, other than not knowing the order. But if you were on a real game show, they'd have, like, a light or something.
That's
like,
true. And they'd have a teleprompter. Yeah.
Right, and there'd be a babe that would kind of point it out to you if you had a problem too. So you're doing as good as you can be.
Miscast so. Babe, you could call her.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. Yeah, that's exactly. Horrible.
Well, I'm just saying, you know,
if you, you have to. No, if you're gonna have
I would call her. Show. I would call her Janet because that's her name.
That's my grandma's.
You could
name.
Do that. I mean, I'm just.
Well, it is your grandma. I hired your grandma.
Well, that's kind of a surprise, but hey, I like that she's getting some work.
Yeah, she needs to get out there.
Yeah.
Grandma man. Grandma.
She's grandma man, yes, as a matter of fact.
All right, Jason. Who was the only Trailblazer?
It's me. Oh, I believe it's Rich.
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, yeah, because I said, who is it? And then, oh, Jesus Christ. I thought, for some reason, I thought that was a question. And not
now,
just
now it's over. Now the career is
idle prattle. Yeah, yeah, now I'm fucked.
It lasted a little. Yeah, it's over.
All right, Big Krejci. Who is the only? Are you a big man, Rich?
I'm like 6 foot, 200 pounds. I don't know. Is that big?
It's. I mean, I don't know if Big Krejci applies, but.
I'm a hefty guy, I admit, but. You know, wide shoulders.
Look, we're not here to fat shame you, Rich. I'm not trying to.
No, please do.
I dare you.
Corbin got on the
Rich, you're beautiful. You are beautiful, Rich. No matter what they say. and who was the only Trailblazer to earn Player of the Month honors in the 1980s. Was it Clyde the Glide Drexler, Kiki Vanderway, Sam Bowie, or Kevin Ramsey?
I really hope it's Clyde Drexler.
It is not Clyde Drexler. Jason, do you have a guess?
I'm going to guess Kiki Vanderway.
It's not Kiki Vanderway either. That is probably what I would... It is Kevin Ramsey. It is definitely not Sam Bowie.
I figured that Drexler was too easy, but...
Yeah, Drexler kind of had a slow start to his career, too.
Yeah,
I would assume a month. You know, like 1989, he got like a month there or something. But
yeah, maybe. They went to the finals in...
1992.
I don't know, man. Yeah. All right, Jason. Who was the first pick in the 1980 NBA draft?
No, not... Okay, 1980 NBA draft.
Yes. Not 1979.
Go ahead and give me the choices.
Was it Kevin McHale, Kiki Vanderway, Mike Woodson, or Joe Barry Carroll?
It was Joe Barry Carroll.
It was Joe Barry Carroll.
Yeah, I almost guessed the next draft, so I'm glad I took the questions.
The answer to that question was Mike Woodson. That would be the funniest shit ever.
I was really kind of hoping
it was Mike Woodson.
Yeah, like even though I knew it wasn't, like somewhere in some odd universe maybe it would be, but
all right, this is our last question. To Rich, and I'm going to let you
do I know the points, because like
I'm gonna let you win alter how secret answer? Rich,
okay,
the score is currently Jason 17, Rich 15.
Ooh.
Which means that if you get this, here's what's gonna happen. If you get this right without prompting, we're gonna go to a tiebreaker. All right. So I got a random card.
Okay.
All right. We're not gonna do that one. That one's way too hard. All right. This one's a little easier. All right. Ready? I feel like I've rigged the game. And I apologize because you've been such a gentleman, Jason. But
the need for drama, I think, outweighs.
Absolutely. We're wrestling. We're wrestling.
A gentleman. Fans,
so come on. I mean,
and a thespian. All right, Rich.
Yep.
You have to get this answer without prompting. Which Detroit Piston led the NBA in shooting percentage in 1988? -89.
Bill Laimbeer,
Jason. Or Rich. Bill Laimbeer.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
You mean that guy who liked to jack threes?
Yeah, I don't
know. This is a true shooting percentage, homie. It was you know what, Jason? I'm gonna give you the chance to steal.
Steal those points from me.
Just to dunk on Rich.
Shooting percentage. That's probably John Sally.
It was Dennis Rodman.
Oh, really?
Oh, duh. Yeah, right.
Because he wouldn't take a shot.
I've been jacked up a ton of threes. What year was that?
That was like 92. But I never thought.
The year he just got fucking insane and just started.
Yeah. I'm surprised that he led the team or led the league in shooting percentage.
They did? Wait, the team?
I think the question was team, I believe. Laimbeer was a terrible answer.
It was which Detroit Piston
led the league in. Oh, okay.
Led the NBA.
Okay, so it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
and it was in fact Dennis Rodman. Yeah. Jason and Rich, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Do either of you have anything to mention or promote?
Well, you know, you can of course check out the Over and Back NBA podcast that we host, and we're on Twitter at Over and Back NBA, and at Facebook at the same. And of course, along with your show, we're part of the Hardwood Paroxysm Network at hardwoodparoxysm.com.
That's the case.
I do want to mention one thing though. I should get extra points because John Sally is actually 0.001% worse than Bill Laimbeer that year. So
there you go.
Okay,
so
only lost by one instead of losing by two. Congratulations.
That's all I want, yeah. Because if you're going to mock my answer, then you must equally mock Jason's answer.
Don't one of you do another podcast?
I do wrestling ones.
All right, cool. Tell people about it. People like wrestling.
Oh, voiceofwrestling.com. If you go to voiceofwrestling.com, that's I do a series of podcasts there. Mainly one big one that we do every single week. We talk WWE, Japan, wrestling all across the world, current, past, all that good stuff. But voiceofwrestling.com for all that good stuff.
Yeah. I also do the Alfred Hitchcast. We're reviewing Alfred Hitchcock movies with co-hosts and sometimes guests. And you can find that at onthestick.com/AlfredHitchcast. Also on iTunes.
Has a wrestler ever been in an Alfred Hitchcock movie?
Not that I'm aware of. That's an interesting question, but I don't believe that. I don't believe there's ever been
George any crossover George there. Made a quick appearance, yeah, or something.
Hitchcock should come back from the grave and make a movie with Kevin Owens. I would really enjoy that.
I too would enjoy that.
See if we can make it work.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll see what I can do. Yeah. I'm on Twitter at Corbina Smith. That's CorbinaSmith. Where I promote all of my various articles. I just started a new series called Highlight Reviews over at Vice Sports. Please read it. Please, for the love of God, just read it. It's good. It's good, I swear to God. It was a pleasure having you both today. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.